Rohingya refugees escaped ethnic cleansing in Myanmar only to face a silent killer in the refugee camps. An update from One Ministry Today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll hit that story. Plus, two generations ago, the gospel changed an unreached people group, and that's given birth to a bigger vision. The stories of God's goodness are on the way, including the ones where ministries are being problem solvers in South Asia. So the number of Rohingya refugees running from ethnic cleansing in Myanmar now numbers nearly a million people. Most of them are living in refugee settlements in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh. Food for the Hungry and Medical Teams International recently joined forces to assemble medical facilities inside the Rohingya refugee camps. But overcrowding makes it easy for the silent killer of disease to sweep through them. And Matt Ellingson with FH says there was recently a diphtheria outbreak.
So our program was going door to door, identifying people who showed likelihood of having diphtheria in an effort to prevent the outbreak of diphtheria across this terrible, amazingly congested, unsanitary refugee camp.
When FH saw the treatment the Rohingya endured as minorities, they couldn't not help.
The situation with the Rohingya refugees is complex. It's not something that just happened over the last couple of months. This is a minority versus majority tension that has hundreds of years of history behind it. But regardless of all the hundreds of years of tension, people shouldn't be treated this way. And so we are motivated by the love that the Lord has for us to love our neighbor, regardless of where that neighbor is. And the Rohingya are our neighbor as well.
Let's pray for these ministries as they're acting as the hands and feet of Christ to the Rohingya. Next, first responders in the United States are in trouble. A recent survey among first responders found that 6.6% of participants had attempted suicide. 85% of the participants in another survey had symptoms related to mental health issues because of their work. These mental and emotional battles are similar to what military service members face after combat. Steve Prince of Warriors Set Free, a ministry of Set Free Ministry, says,
I met with a local police officer and he told me about one of his officers who responded to an apartment fire and watched a lady basically die on her balcony, and he couldn't help her, and that traumatizes that officer.
And the ministry has a history of using scripture to help people find relief from emotional baggage like this.
Set Free Ministries helps absolutely everybody. I just am focusing on military veterans myself. We also have a member of our staff who's a former police officer. So we know that's a huge need, and we are seeking to engage more with that police, firefighter, first responder population also.
This spring, Warriors Set Free is co-hosting an event designed to give practical and spiritual help to first responders. We'll be sharing more in the weeks ahead. And great things happen when unreached people hear the gospel. Bibles for the World is a member of the Alliance for the Unreached and developed from a previously unreached people group. Now they're sharing the truth of Jesus with others, specifically in India, but also in other countries. And Bibles for the World's John Padidi says, it takes different methods to reach different groups.
The remaining unreached people groups are unreached for many different reasons. It may be political, social, cultural, maybe geographic. And so now these remaining unengaged, unreached people groups, each of them needs a specially crafted strategy to be able to reach them effectively. And we have to look at things from all different angles, language-wise, literacy levels, to determine who and how will be the best way to reach them.
Padidi thinks the last people groups will be the hardest to reach, but it'll be well worth the effort.
We can't back off at all. These are still people groups that need the gospel. They need to hear the message of Jesus Christ. And so we're looking at continuing, maybe ramping up our efforts, but just trying to do it in much more strategic, well-researched ways.
So let's pray for Bibles for the World as they're expanding the kingdom by sharing the gospel. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.